Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Normally we do Mock My World on Thursdays, but we won't be here tomorrow because of the holiday. Bick will be on the couch. Bottle opener around neck, maybe? No? Maybe?
Yeah, I'd say that's there's a good chance of that.
Good for you. You've earned it, my friend.
Likewise, Vinny.
So, we're going to do it on Wednesday, Thanksgiving edition of Mock My World. Last week, in honor of the Cardinals' trip to Seattle, the subject was we all formed our own four-song Seattle playlists, and the results were interesting. Bick, flexed your muscles,
on a musical-related
Mock My World. You won it.
Nice.
43.5% of the vote. With Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana, Wood by Alice in Chains, Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower, and Even Flow by Pearl Jam. You have 43.5% of the vote. I finished second, 24.7. Jarrett, 21.3. Sarah, 10.4% of the vote. Why was that so low?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like my songs.
Yeah, I thought we all had good playlists. I listened to all of them.
Only vote for one, though.
Yes. So in honor of Thanksgiving, the subject this week is the ultimate Arizona sports Thanksgiving Day table.
As in sports in Arizona, not Arizona sports.
Right.
Not us here.
Athletes. Coaches.
No, I think, but I think the people at this radio station are all eligible to be drafted.
That's true. If you're in the sports industry in Arizona, you are eligible to be drafted.
Wow.
And past or present.
Okay. So in honor in reverse order of last week's results, Sarah's got the first pick, Jarrett second, I'll go third. Bick, you will have the fourth pick,
and then
we'll snake it around for four rounds.
The price of winning,
Dan
Bickley.
The price of victory.
All right. There are so many good options to choose from, but I'm going to take the clear favorite for me. Sitting at my Thanksgiving table, I want Charles Barkley there, man.
Yeah, hope you don't want leftovers.
That's the obvious pick.
I think
that pick, you've already surpassed last week's vote.
Yeah.
you might have even won.
He seems like he's a really nice guy, and he's a really gregarious guy to have. And he loves food, so you know he'd appreciate things.
Laughs and good stories.
The other obvious one to me. You better put whiskey in that gravy, baby.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah, buddy. Bruce
Arians.
He
belongs at my Thanksgiving dinner, not yours.
Yeah, well, not... The rest of my family, believe me, they make up for my...
Dan, haven't you heard? He's a big fan of water beans, which Jarrett will be serving tomorrow.
Oh, Thanksgiving turkey's going to taste a hell of a lot better.
Come on, baby.
I don't drink wine, or I would. That would taste pretty good, too.
Two solid picks. Where should I go? You want to laugh at Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be bogged down by heavy family fights, discussions, or news of the world.
Bogged down? You're picking Bogdan Bogdanovich, their former draft pick?
Wow.
Bold choice at three.
I'm going to go with former D-backs first baseman, current broadcaster, Mark Grace.
Yeah, oh,
that's man. I
that
quit. I'm not even competing in this game.
You're not even having Thanksgiving dinner now?
I'm not even competing in this game.
You've got an empty table so far. All right. You got two picks.
Bick,
here,
I'm
Dan.
Just saying this.
Yeah.
I haven't been drafted yet.
Oh, that's right. It is obvious.
It's true.
And we know he has no plans. So he'll show up.
That was last year.
Oh,
pandemic, Jarrett.
That's sorry. I'm sorry. You're right.
All right. I'm going to, I've just been sucker punched. I had to have one of those guys at my table, and I don't. All right. I am going to take Devin Booker.
Good one.
Nice.
And I'm going to take Jeremy Roenick.
Ooh,
interesting.
A beautiful goal by Jeremy Roenick. All right. Jeremy Roenick is off the board.
These are Arizona sports figures we'd like to spend Thanksgiving with.
I've always enjoyed the times we've sat down and had discussions with one of the most famous, popular Phoenix Suns of all time. Going Dan Marley.
Dan Marley is a good one. I think he fits right in with the Mark Grace mold.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a fun time.
All right, Jarrett, you've already got BA taking up one seat.
I got a pick. We give each other the business on this show. But a nice guy, friendly guy, you know he'd compliment everything, wouldn't complain about any of the food. Shane Doan is my pick.
What a good dish.
Sorry.
Oh, yes.
So sorry.
Oh, please pass the stuffing.
Although I could imagine him saying, Jared, I'm sorry, but this gluten-free, dairy-free green bean casserole is absolute garbage.
What is this stuff, eh?
Do you have a Tim Hortons here?
We make him out to be so much more Canadian than
he is. He's pretty Canadian, though. Come on. All right.
But he admitted on the air he's fully invested himself in American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
All right.
Do I have two selections
two, you
here?
I know, you're
yes.
not used to winning. Oh, you didn't win. You got last. You're not used to finishing on the end.
Thanks, Jarrett. All right. I am going to win when I have Diana Taurasi at my freaking Thanksgiving.
Bickley, how'd you miss that one?
That was my next pick.
She would be a freaking hoot. DT, if you aren't doing anything tomorrow, just let me know. We'll hang. You know who else would be a blast?
I wouldn't invite Diana Taurasi because all she would do would be rip me.
Yeah.
All the time.
That is true.
You're carving the turkey. She's roasting you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Roasting the Dan Bickley. All right, you know who else would be an absolute blast? I'm going to take Richard Jefferson, former Arizona Wildcat from the Valley, but so freaking funny and sharp. We have the best time.
There's never been a finer Thanksgiving guest ever at anyone's table than Richard Jefferson. I haven't done that voice in a long time.
That was good. You still
dust
got
it. Off. It's
you
that
still
season.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with another Arizona Wildcat, someone who I have been critical of the past. But I love his personality, and he seems like he would enjoy Thanksgiving food. DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton. Not Eaton, but Ayton.
DeAndre will be Eaton.
Right.
And afterwards, he will have Ayton.
That's right.
That's the correct conjugation.
That's it.
Right? Yeah. I'm going along the same lines, current Phoenix Sun. When you have a table, and I plan on having this dinner at a big table, you're going to need somebody to pass the dishes. And who better at passing than Chris Paul?
Hey, there you go.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
CP3, could you pass the corn? All right, Big, you got two picks to complete your team.
Okay, I am going to take Patrick Peterson because I love his personality. And just to make things really weird, Zach Greinke.
Weird. The awkwardness.
Wow.
I love it.
Oh, I got two Suns. I got a Diamondback. I got no Cardinals.
I feel like Zach Greinke would be just like one unbuttered roll.
Again.
One unbuttered roll.
Jake the Snake would be fun to have over.
I'm Jake the Snake is a good one.
Yeah.
So fun.
Jarrett?
With my last pick, he's got a fatherly feel to him, giving advice at the, and I would love to hear what he's thankful for. Alvin Gentry.
Aww.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Off the beaten path. He's busy though. He's coaching an NBA team now. Well, quote unquote NBA.
I just
team.
Thought of it, but I should have. Can I change that one since nobody else has gone yet?
What?
Can I change it one? Because
you've already announced it.
Have we ever done that?
All right, that's fine. Go. Continue.
Okay. Here's a question. Is this the last pick of the draft?
This is.
Yes. He does not work in sports, but is involved in Valley sports as kind of like a figurehead.
Does okay, yeah.
Frank Caliendo count?
No. Yeah, why not? No?
Yeah. Well, no.
We see one no and one.
He's a good one.
I say, why not?
You're inviting about 15 people with one.
I should have picked Monty Williams.
You should have picked Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah. He doesn't have a mustache anymore. No need for him.
You hold that against him. Yeah.
Mike D'Antoni, not a mustache.
Yep.
All right, the draft is done. Sarah's going Barkley, Taurasi, Jefferson, and Caliendo. Jarrett went B.A., Shane Doan, DeAndre Ayton, Alvin Gentry. I went with Mark Grace, Dan Marley, Chris Paul, Jake Plummer. Bick's got Booker, Roenick, Patrick Peterson, and Zach Greinke. We'll get this up on Twitter.
I'm going to break my record at 3%.